We had our first premises in Ozenham House in Mountjoy Square because David Byrne's uncle was a member of St. Vincent de Paul. They gave it to us free. And then we needed publicity. And we arranged for an interview between David Byrne and Gay Byrne. And the most important part of that interview was that he was not to ask us, were we professionally qualified, because we were law students. And it seemed that that was accepted. And then four of us in David's Woolsey Hornet arrived in Henry Street, which was then the headquarters of RTE. And he went into the interview and came back and he said, he asked me that question. And we, of course, understood Flack was finished. Because we were not qualified lawyers. But we recognised people needed advice. We were in our final year as law students. We considered we were in the position to give them advice, but we also had the vision that we were going to invite qualified lawyers to work with us. So we told David that wasn't good enough. He had to go back in to Gay Byrne, who was at the height of his success, and told Gay that if he put out the programme as designed, we were finished. And Gay scrapped the interview and redid it. And that was one of the most important parts of the success. People then knew of the availability of the service, and then we were buried in applications by people who wanted legal advice.